Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4430.
Identify a person who has had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
I would have to say my dad. He pretty much raised me my whole life, so he taught me everything I know about how to be a good person.
What did he teach you?
He taught me respect and how to respect other people, and he taught me all my core values like loyalty and trust. And he just taught me how to be a good person.
Who do you aspire to be in life?
I aspire to be a successful person. I would like to earn a lot of money and everything, but I want to be a good person still.
Has there ever been anyone in your life who you admire or would consider a role model? If so, what attributes led you to your selection?
My dad was definitely my role model my whole life. He raised me, and he always did everything he could for me, even if it meant sacrificing for himself. So I just really respect him for that, even if I didn't back when I was a kid. I really respect him for it now.
How would you describe your personality?
I would say I'm laid back, but at the same time, I'm hardworking. I just know when I need to buckle down and do work and when it's okay to just relax and have fun.
What lessons growing up did your parents teach you that have had a significant impact on your life?
Oh, trust is one of my big values. It's pretty much what I look for in any person I meet. Another thing I look for is respect. I don't like being disrespected or disrespecting other people.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you'd like to pass on to your children?
I would like to instill in my son that I have now how to respect other people and to be a respectful person, and I would hope to teach him that he can have faith in other people and trust.
What do you like to do when you are spending time with your family?
Usually I like to sit around the TV and watch movies, and sometimes we play games. Like my dad and I played chess together, and it was just a good bonding experience between us.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else? And if so, how did you develop this attribute?
I think most people would find me that I'm kind of the laid-back, funny guy. I can take things seriously, but at the same time, I can pull a few jokes here and there and lighten the mood if it requires it.
What quality do you like best in yourself, and what do you like least?
The thing I like about myself best is my ability to work hard. When I put my mind to something, I always get it done, and I can do pretty much anything I put my mind to. The thing I don't like about myself the best is my disorderliness. I can be disorganized, and my room looks like chaos, but I like to call it organized chaos.
What is your favorite holiday and why?
My favorite holiday would have to be Christmas, because I get to see a lot of my family that I usually don't see all year. So I just really like the Christmas time.
What is your most memorable vacation?
My most memorable vacation was definitely when I went to Canada for the first time. We spent a week camping up there, and it was a lot of fun. We just got to hang out for a week and just relax, and it was just...
Did your family have any pets when you were growing up, and if so, could you tell me about them?
Yes, when I was young, we had a dog named, we called him Wiggles, because he would always constantly wag his tail, he would not stop.
What kind of dog was it?
I believe it was a beagle, but I'm not sure.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
During my childhood, my dad and I, whenever my dad had to mow the lawn, my dad made mowing the lawn fun because he would always take me aside for the ride, and then when he was done, he would put it into fifth gear and drive around really fast.
What type of books do you enjoy now? Do you have a favorite book?
The type of books I read right now are thrillers and spy mysteries, things like that, and I think my favorite book I've read would be the Hunger Games series. I really enjoyed that series a lot.
What was the last book you read, movie you've seen, or sporting event you attended, and what did you like about it?
The last movie I saw in theaters was the new Sherlock Holmes movie. I thought that movie was really good, and I liked that they took what was good about the first one and did more of it in the second one.
Tell me what activities you enjoy on your free time and why you enjoy them.
During my free time, I like to play video games and chat with my friends online and just hang out with them.
What is your ideal way to relax on the weekends?
On the weekends, I typically either hang out with my friends or I usually like to just hang out with my son and just play with him.
What is your favorite period in history and why?
My favorite period in history would probably be 18th century, because there was a lot of interesting people that came out of that era, and it was just really interesting to learn about.
What is the most important thing to happen to you, and how did it change you?
Having my son was definitely the most important thing that happened to me. It changed my life forever, and it was the best thing that ever happened to me.
What is your definition of success?
I think success is, besides the fact of earning a lot of money and being able to provide for your family, I think success is to be a good person and to be well-rounded overall.
What is your biggest frustration?
I get frustrated when I can't figure something out, or I can't do something right. But that also motivates me to figure it out and get it done.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, ethical dilemma faced, or risk taken, and its impact on you.
I think one of the most interesting experiences I ever had was when my girlfriend was in labor. Really showed me how hard it is to bring a life into this world. Gave me a lot of respect for women.
First experiences can be defining. Cite a first experience that you have had and explain its impact on you.
My first experience as a dad was definitely a huge change for me, because I was used to just being able to do what I want when I wanted, but now I had a huge responsibility to take care of, so it just taught me a lot about time management and how to be a dad.
Recall an occasion when you took a risk that you now know was the right thing to do.
I think when I chose which college I wanted to go to, the college I wanted to go to was really expensive, and I come from a family that doesn't have a lot of money, so it was a huge risk to go there, but I know in the end it'll pay off.
If you could do anything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
If I could do anything in the world right now, I would have a steady job at some computer company like Intel or something, and be making a lot of money and supporting my family.
Where would you like to be the most?
At home.
Why is that?
Because that's where all my loved ones are, and that's where everything that is cherished to me is.
Who would you prefer to be with at this moment?
I would prefer to be with my girlfriend, because she means the world to me, and I love her. And
what is your approach to life?
Work hard and have fun.
What was the most difficult time in your life? How did you overcome these difficulties? How did your perspective on life change as a result of this difficulty?
The most difficult part of my life, however, also the most enjoyable, was after my son was born. Soon after he was born, I was still in school, so I had to balance taking care of him and doing schoolwork. And so I just had to learn how to get my priorities in order and, just take less time for myself.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
My most rewarding experience would have to be being in college, because it's going to set me up for the rest of my life.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
When I was young, I liked to play chess a lot, because I liked the fact that it was like a mind game and you had to think about it and there was strategy involved.
Who is your favorite actor?
My favorite actor is Jason Statham, because I like his action movies and they're always really good.
What is your favorite dinner?
My favorite dinner would have to be when my Nana makes shepherd's pie.
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
turn my alarm off and I get dressed.
What is something you wish you could do but cannot?
I wish I could have more time to get everything I need to get done to make my life a little easier.
What sound do you love? What sound do you hate?
I like the sound of nature because it's calming, but I don't like the sound of chaos, I guess.
How do you deal with stress?
Usually I just channel my stress into doing my work and things like that, but if I don't have any work to do or anything, I'll just talk to my friends about it and talk to my parents.
What do you have on your bedside table?
I have pictures of my son and my girlfriend and me and my diploma.
What are you afraid of?
I'm afraid that even though I've done all this hard work, I won't be successful because it would feel like a total waste of time.
What are three things you can't live without?
I would definitely have to say my dad, my girlfriend, and my son.
What did you want to be when you were a kid?
When I was a kid, I actually wanted to be a magician because I always thought they were really cool, how they could do all their magic tricks, and I wanted to know how they did that.
What's the first thing you would save in a fire?
I would save my son since he's only 15 months old, so he can't exactly get out by himself.
Is it more worthwhile or satisfying to improve the world or to appreciate the world?
I would say improve the world because even if you appreciate the world, it isn't going to make the world a better place.
What makes you smile?
I would say the things that make me smile the most would be my girlfriend and my son, but also just doing things I enjoy, like hanging out with my friends and just having a good time.
What activities do you enjoy so much that they make you lose track of time?
I lose track of time when I play video games and when I'm hanging out with my friends, whether it be just hanging out or at a party or whatnot.
If you could live anywhere in the world for a year, where would it be and why?
I would like to live in various places around Europe because I've always wanted to see England and London, but I've also wanted to see Germany because I know German, and I would like to see France and a couple other places.
If you knew you could try something and not fail, what dream would you attempt?
I would attempt to fly because that would be really cool.
How do you want to be remembered?
I want to be remembered as a fun, hardworking person. Just someone who was successful and did good for the world.
What would you do with $1 million?
I would put most of that money into a college fund for my son, and then I would spend the rest of it on just supporting the family.
When do you feel the best, morning, afternoon, or evening?
I feel the best in the afternoon because I'm not tired, but I'm also not sleepy, and I'm most alert and happy.
What was the last thing that made you laugh?
The last thing that made me laugh was my English professor, because he's a funny guy and always says funny things during class.
Name a few things that you can't stand whatsoever.
I can't stand it when people lie to me or just do anything to lose my trust. I can't stand it.
If you could have 3 wishes, what would you wish for?
I would wish to have enough money to take care of my family and my son. I would also wish that I would be successful in life. And I guess my 3rd wish would be that my son is successful in life.
So you are majoring in computer engineering. When did you first become interested in this field?
I first became interested when I did a sea perch project, which is basically just building an underwater vehicle. I did the wiring on that, which got me interested in initially electrical engineering, but through more research, I figured out computer engineering was more of my field.
What are your plans upon graduation?
I plan on finding a good job at a company and just making a living.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
I would say just going out with somebody, whether it be for dinner or a movie, just somewhere that's alone, semi-private.
What is the nicest thing you could do for your significant other?
I would say anything that shows how much you love the other person, regardless of what it actually is.
What qualities do you look for in a potential partner?
I look for someone that's loyal and trustworthy and someone I can depend on.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing?
I would like to be working somewhere, some white-collar job, preferably not behind a desk, but doing active work, building something, and then going home to my house where my son is and hopefully my wife.
Do you plan on traveling or anything at all?
I don't like to travel around. I really don't know where my job's going to take me.
So why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
I decided that I wanted to help other people since not everyone can have a kid, so I just wanted to be able to help those in need.
Is there a message you would like to add for recipients or offspring listening to this interview?
Yeah, I would just like to say that just work hard and everything will turn out all right, and not to take life too seriously because you do only get one life to live, so you want to at least have fun with it.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4430.